ויחן שם יסבר רגד הר אוהב כולנו כולנו
Hello everybody, a chodesh tov, ge'en chodesh ta'al. Welcome to our special shiur, l'divayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har, worldwide Torah event that is promoting and bringing achdus to Klal Yisrael across the spectrum of Jews all over the world. It's my great privilege to be part of this program and to be sharing Torah with you today, just a few days before Chag HaShavuos. Our learning today is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas HaGaon HaGadol, the leader of American Jewry, the Novominsker Rebbe, Zecher Tzadiv Kadosh Levracha, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu, as well as all those Rachmana Litzlan who have been nifter during this very difficult time and the coronavirus pandemic. We hope that the Zchus of the Torah will bring Yeshuos and Refuos and Besuros Tovos to Klal Yisrael b'chol makom shehem, in every place that they are. So I've decided to speak today about the topic of the program. The topic of the program is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'har, and I've decided to speak about the topic of Achdus. And when I was asked to prepare the shiur and what my topic was, I started to realize that there was one uniting theme and one underlying theme of all of the Shalosh Regalim, and that was Achdus. And I want to look perhaps today with you at a different way of seeing all the Shalosh Regalim, which is the theme of Achdus that runs through each of these primary Yomim Tovim, which take place in our calendar year. Pesach in Nisan, of course, and Shavuos, here we are, in Sivan, and finally Sukkos in Tishrei, and the three times a year that every male must be Ola L'Regel, go up to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, so to speak, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And really the unifying theme of all of these holidays is Achdus, unity, as we will learn in our shiur today. Of course, this program is based after and named after Sefer Shemos Perek Yud Tes. And Perek Yud Tes is the prelude to Matan Torah. The Jews have arrived on Matan Torah. And what does the Torah tell us? Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Aleph in the book of Shemos. Bechodesh HaShlishi, the Torah counts the months from Nisan, so Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. What we call Sivan, the Torah counts the third month. Vatzeis Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim, from when the children of Israel left the land of Egypt. Bayom HaZeh, on this day, Rashi says, every day the mitzvah should be new to you, as if you just got them that day. Ba'u midbar Sinai, they came to the wilderness of Sinai. Vayisu mi Refidim, and they journeyed from Refidim. Vayavo midbar Sinai, and they came to the wilderness of Sinai. Vayachanu ba'midbar, no, vayachanu. And they, because we're talking about a nation of maybe 2.5 million people. If we say 600,000 of the Bnei Yisrael, that's only the men between the ages of 20 to 60. You have all the seniors over 60, all the youth under 20. You have all of Shevet Levi, who's not included in that count, as well as all the women. So we're not really talking about 600,000 people. We're talking about maybe 2 million people. Vayachanu, and they, all of these people, camped in the wilderness. And then the next words, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar. And this is a strange lashon, a strange term. It should say Vayachanu Sham, and they camped opposite the mountain. So very famous question. Why does it say an it or and he in the singular Lashon Yachid camped opposite the mountain? As if you're talking about one person, and we're talking about millions of people. So Rashi famously says, Ki ish echad belev echad. They were like one man with one heart. Rashi continues, the second half of Rashi is a little bit less famous than the first half of Rashi. Rashi says that all the other encampments were with strife and quarrel, but this encampment, the prelude to Matan Torah, the base requirement for Matan Torah was Ki ish echad belev echad. You wear a different kippah color than I do. You daven in a different hashkafic type of shul than I do. You send your children to a different yeshiva than I do. We're all different. And yet they came together in order to receive the Torah. And this was the prerequisite for Matan Torah. Hashem said, I come to give the Torah. Do you know the mitzvah ve'ahavta l'ra'acha kamocha and precious kadoshim, love for your fellow while you love for yourself? Do you treat others as you want to be treated? Are we inclusive? Ki ish echad. Do we view ourselves as one nation? Belev echad, with one heart. Despite our differences, Ribbono Shalom came down, and so to speak. And he said, wow, look at this Achdus. And then he decided that the Bnei Yisrael were worthy to receive the Torah. And this is one of the main themes of Chag HaShavuos. Of course, the theme of Chag HaShavuos is Man Matan Torasenu, the time of the receiving of the Torah. But the reality is without the Achdus, what we understand here is that we would not have been privy to receive the Torah at all. And Henny Machlis, Allah Hashalom, the great woman, she was Niftar, she passed away, Niftaris, the fall of 2015, world renowned, Henny Machlis, the Balas Chesed, and the Balas Ahavas Yisrael, quotes the Varka Rebbe, who gives a beautiful, beautiful var. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negrahar can be read as an Israel encamped opposite the mountain, as we have explained based on Rashi, like one man with one heart. But the Varka Rebbe, as quoted by Henny Machlis, teaches Vayichan is also from the word chein. Chein means charm, pleasantness, beauty. Vati Esther no se chein be'ene kora aha. Esther was appealing to everyone, Queen Esther, to everyone who saw her. So Vayichan, vav is and, yud is he, and then chet nun is actually chein. And the Varka Rebbe teaches, you know what the prerequisite to Matan Torah is? When each Jew sees the chein, sees the charm, sees the beauty, sees the appeal, sees the grace, sees the love in his fellow Jew. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Each man in Israel, each person in Israel saw the chein, saw the grace, saw the beauty. They focused on the good. Please, God, let us see the good, the benefit, the beauty in each of our fellow Jew, and not their deficiencies, and not their lack. And when we focus on that good, when we choose to focus on the chein, instead of perhaps the deficiencies that we see in others, we will be truly worthy to reach the level of ish echad, belev echad. And then we will be worthy, the Rabbi Shlomo will say, you know, this is a people that I want to dwell amongst. This is a people that I want to rest my shechina amongst. Vasuli mikdash v'shechanti b'socham, Parshas Truma, Shemos 25:8 comes after Matan Torah. Hashem says, do you want to dwell with each other, with Achdus? Do you see the chein in your fellow Jew? Even if your kippah is different, and even if your hashkafah is different, and even this one says sir, and this one says tuh, and this one dresses like that, and that one dresses like this, and it doesn't mean we have to adopt or change our way of life to be like somebody else, but it means, do we choose to see the positivity, the chein? Are we accepting, embracing, and loving? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "B'mida she'adam modeh modeh dino." If that's how you treat your fellow, that is how I will treat you. God says, "I accept you. I love you. I want to dwell amongst you because you want to dwell with each other." Vayichan sham Yisrael lashon yachid ki ish echad belev echad. They dwelled accepting and loving each other. And I was thinking that this is not only the theme of Shavuos, but it is also another underlying theme in the Shalosh Regalim, as the title of my shiur reflects. The uniting theme of the Shalosh Regalim is Achdus. So let us now talk about a pasuk from Parshas Emor. Okay? Parshas Emor is in the book of Vayikra. We just read it a couple of weeks ago. Okay? And the pasuk in Parshas Emor and Perichov Gimel, the Torah is going through the whole Jewish calendar year. It begins with Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh, Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Dal, according to Rashi, is Kiddush HaChodesh. And it moves through the entire candle year, beginning with Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, and then Pesach itself, and then Sfiras HaOmer, and Atzeres, when we finish counting Sfiras HaOmer, and we bring the Mincha Chadasha of Shavuos, and we will talk there about Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, and finally Sukkos, which is the last of the holidays on our calendar year, counting from Nisan, and this is how Perichov Gimel and Parshas Emor ends. And the pasuk tells us about Sukkos, Ulakachtem lachem bayam harishon, you should take for yourself on the first day, pre-Eitz Hadar, a fruit of a Hadar, a beautiful, a appealing tree, which is the Esrog, Kapos Temarim, the frond of the branches of the date palm, which is referring to the Lulav, the Anaf Eitz Avos is referring to Hadasim, the Arve Nachal is referring to Aravo. So we have here, it's Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Mem, chapter 23, verse 40 in the book of Vayikra. Lokachtem lachem b'yam harishon, what should you take for yourself on the first day? Pre-Eitz Hadar, fruit of the citron tree. This is the English translation. Kapos tamarim, branches of the date palm, which is lulav. Anaf Eitz Avos, twigs of a plaited tree, myrtle or hadasim. And finally, arve nachal, brook willows or arava. So there is a very famous medrash, Medrash Vayikra Rabba, tells us so famously, the four species represent four types of Jews. It's not just random, but nothing that Hashem does is random. It's not just random that the Torah instructed us, you know, it might be a nice bouquet if you gather roses and alstomeria and lilies and orchids and put them together and enhance your Yom Tov. It's not just what's pleasing to the eye. It's not just what smells nice. It's not just that the colors match. Chas v'shalom. The Ribono Shel Olam is looking much deeper. And in each of these Arba Minim, we have tremendous symbolism. So there's a very famous Medrash brought down in Vayikra Rabbah that teaches the four species represent four types of people, four types of Jews. The Citron, the Esrog, the pre-Eitz Hadar, has taste and fragrance. It represents the person who has Torah knowledge, he is wise in Torah, and good deeds, Maisim Tovim. He's on a high level, Bein Adam Lamakom, and he's on a strong level, Bein Adam Lachavero. The date of the Deipam, the Lulav, has taste, but no fragrance. This represents the person who has Torah knowledge, but not good deeds. The myrtle, the hadas, has fragrance, but no taste. This represents people who have good deeds, but they lack Torah knowledge. So you see that each of the Arba Minim actually represents a different type of person. There are those people who are Talmidei Chachamim and Baalei Maisim Tovim. There are those people who are Talmidei Chachamim and their Maisim Tovim are a little bit lacking. There are people who are tremendously strong with Maisim Tovim, Bein Adam L'Chaver, but their Torah knowledge, Bein Adam L'Makom, is a little bit lacking. And finally, you come to the Aravos. And what is the Arve Nachal? It's the willow. And the willow has neither Torah knowledge nor good deeds. It represents people who are devoid of both, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaverim. And we all know that if one of the Arba Minim is missing, it is not a kosher bundle of Arba Minim. It might be nice, it might smell great, but if something's missing, we are not fulfilling the mitzvah. The Torah says you must take all of these together. Usamachtem ufnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yamim. Only then, when all four of these species are taken together, can you have simcha, can you rejoice before God for all 7 days. Similarly, writes Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky in Twersky on Chumash. Every Jewish person is an essential part of Am Yisrael. Some people may be more learned and they perform more mitzvahs, but in terms of compromising the Jewish nation, everyone is equal. It brings to my mind the Ketores. The Ketores was the incense spices that was burned every day on the golden Mizbeach, which stood in the Kodesh, along with the menorah and the Shulchan. And one of the spices in the Ketores was called Chalbana. And Chalbana is a foul-smelling herb or spice. It does not smell good. One of the 11 spices that was included in the Ketores was the Chalbana. And Rashi questions, this is in Parshas Ki Tisa in the book of Shemos, and Rashi questions, why do you have Chalbana? Chalbana stinks. What kind of fragrance are we putting in our incense? Isn't this supposed to be a reich nicholach before Hashem? Isn't it supposed to be a pleasing fragrance? Why do we bind something together that doesn't smell good? And Rashi tells us, this comes to teach you that any fast day that does, any day of tefillah, any day of tzara, any day of communal gathering that does not include the posha Yisrael, the sinners of Israel, is not considered before Hashem as a time of appeasement. It's not a l'ratzon. Everyone has to be included. Those who smell nice, those perhaps who are still lacking and are on the path to getting there, but they're not there yet. They too are included before me, says the Ribono Shel Olam. All right, going back to Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, it is said that every Jew is represented by a letter of Torah. If any letter is missing in a Torah scroll, that disqualifies it for use. It makes no difference, he points out, whether the missing letter was in the Ten Commandments, which we are going to read in just a few days on Shavuos, Halavai, we should be back in Beis Knesset. I believe in Eretz Yisrael, they will be back in Beis Knesset, but I don't think in America, at least not in our communities, I'm not sure that we will be. But it makes no difference if that missing letter was in the Ten Commandments. The Aleph of Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Shetzicha Meretz Yitzrayim, Beis Avadim is missing. I am the Lord God who took you out of Egypt from the house of slavery, and the Aleph is missing. Chas v'Shalom. The whole Sefer Torah is puzzled. How could you miss the Aleph from the Anochi? Anochi is. The Ribono Shel Olam declaring, I am God who took you out from the land of Egypt. The mitzvah of Amunah. Of course you need the Aleph. But it makes no difference if the letter missing is the Aleph of Anochi in the Aseres Hadibros, or on the conversation of the shepherds of Lavan. Who cares? Or the tribes of the family of Esav. Who cares?
Eliezer's whole conversation to find Mifkan, everything's repeated. Who cares? Chas v'shalom. Every letter of the Torah is the same intensity of level of Kedusha. Right, Rabbi Dasler Twersky, just as a Torah scroll that's missing a letter, any letter, is incomplete, so too the Jewish nation, if it is missing even one person, any person, is incomplete. And sometimes it's so easy for us to say, I'm Basroch. I'm striving bein Adam Mamakom. I'm great bein Adam Mechavero. I want to acquire Torah knowledge. I want to do Maisim Tovim and acts with Mir's Chasadim. I'm the Esrog. It's so easy to look at somebody else and say, you're the one who's lacking. You're the Aravos. You have nothing. I have everything. Sometimes we look at other people. We hear Dvar Torah like this and we think it's somebody else. And I'm talking to Michal Horetz. I'm truly talking to myself. It's important to realize that we should view everybody in the most positive light. Just like I view myself, I'm down the kavs chusa myself. I have to be down the kavs chusa on other people and recognize that if even one of the arba minim is missing, the whole thing is not good. Another aspect of this mitzvah, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, is that taking each of the four species separately does not fulfill the mitzvah. So let's say you have all four, but first you pick up the esrog, and then 10 minutes later the lulav, and then 20 minutes later the hadassim, and an hour later the haravos. That's not correct. Make a bundle. The three species must be bound together, and the esrog held adjoining to them. This is how the Jewish people should be, bound and close to one another. And only then, says God, Usamachtum of Hashem El Kechem Shivas Yamim. You want to know what Simcha before the Ribbono Shel Olam is? Simcha before the Ribbono Shel Olam is when all of his children can come together. Yes, so Sukkos, and the symbolism of Sukkos, besides for the Sukkah, when we should invite others to our Sukkah and bring them into our walls, even if they're not exactly like us. But Sukkos is represented in the Arba Minim. This is the object of the Yom Tov. And within the object of the Yom Tov, Chazal teaches there's a very deep lesson. You know what the lesson is of Sukkos? Achdus. If you want to dwell on my Sukkah, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, so let me see who else is dwelling on your Sukkah. Let me see how dear the Esrog is to you. I read a beautiful saying by, I forgot which Chassidish Rebbe, it's actually brought down in the book, Great Jewish Quotes. It's put out by Art School. Every Jew should be treated with as much care as we treat our Esrog. Every other Jew should be treated with as much care and love with that which we treat our esrog. Does it have bumps? Is it kosher? How's the pitim? Is it puzzle? Is it the right color? Does it smell? How long we spend examining it? How much we beloved it? How beloved it is to us? How careful we are not to break it? How do we view our fellow Jew? And that's the symbolism, and that's the lesson of the Arba Minim. So don't think Sukkos is not about Achdus, because just like Shavuos is about Achdus, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, if that's how you treat others, I want to be included. I'm coming to give you my Torah. I want to be part of it. So too is Sukkos. Hashem says, you know, I want to be part of your Sukkah. I want to send my Yushpizin. I want Avram, the Baal Machlis Archim, to come visit you, if that's how you treat other people. What about Pesach? Very interesting. So if we look at the Yom Tov of Pesach, right? The symbolism of Pesach, which Oilanu Kichatanu, we do not have anymore today. So we do not have a carbon Pesach today. But the symbolism of Chag Pesach is not the little Zroa bone that sits on the Seder plate. That's only a remembrance of the carbon Pesach. And we are told in Parshas Bo, which is the story, the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right after we're commanded about Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh. That's a whole shir in and of itself. First, I thought I was going to speak on Rosh Chodesh, but then I realized for the Vayichan program, the most appropriate shir that I could think of is a shir that shows how unity, Achdus, is really the underlying and uniting theme of all the Shalosh Regalim. So we've already looked at Shavuos, Man Maton Torasenu, and we quoted the Varka Rebbe, Vayichan, see the chain in your fellow Jew. And we went to Sukkos, and we saw that you can only have Simcha before Hashem for 7 days if all four Jews come together. Not only if I think I'm great, but if I bind all of us together. And finally, now we come to Pesach. So in Parshas Bo, right after we are commanded regarding Rosh Chodesh, the very next thing we are told is, Hashem says to Moshe, Perikid Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Lemor. Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and tell them on the 10th of the month, each man shall take a lamb for each household. Okay? The Yuchulam Ish, Sela Beis Avos, Se Labai. You should take a lamb for the father's house, a lamb for the household. But then, the pasuk tells you, pasuk dalid, v'ima habayis miyot miser, if the house does not have enough people to be included on this one animal, the lakachu ushreino hakarav el biso. What should you do? You should go to your neighbor and say, listen, I gotta eat the whole lamb. We can't leave any of it over. It has to be roasted. This isn't a carbon ola that goes totally to God. This is on the opposite end of the spectrum. The carbon pesach is entirely eaten by the baal carbon. But I only have four people in my house, let's say. And four people can't eat the whole lamb. So what do? You go to your neighbor. V'la'kachu ushchenu hakarav albiso. You go to your neighbor. V'michsas nefashos ish lefi acho techosi alasen. You say, how many people do you have? You have a family of six. I have a family of four. I think 10 people could eat the Korban Pesach together. Let's get together and we'll celebrate the Yom Tov of Pesach together. We will share the Korban Pesach. So listen to what Rav Soloveitchik says, Zatzal, about the Korban Pesach. The halacha, says the Rav, coined the term chabura, from the root word chaver, what we translate as friend. Chabura is a group who gets together. The halacha coined the term chabura with reference to a group gathering for this ceremony of the Korban Pesach. He quotes from Mishnah Pesachim, a new fellowship was formed around the Korban Pesach. A new community sprang into existence, being together, living with each other, sharing something many people possess in common was made possible by the communal offering of the Korban Pesach. The slave suddenly realized, said Rav Soloveitchik, remember until this point we have been slaves, Avadim Hayinu the Parba Mitzrayim, and this Korban Pesach symbolizes the journey to freedom and the first step to freedom. The slave suddenly realized the little he saved up for himself, a single lamb, is too much. And he spontaneously does something he never would have believed he was capable of doing. He knocks on the door of his neighbor, who he never noticed. And he invites his neighbor to share the Paschal Lamb, the Korban Pesach with him, to eat together. And no wonder, says Rav Soloveitchik, that our Seder begins, it commences with, Palach Ma'anya, the Achalu Avasana, Bar de Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction our forefathers ate in Egypt. And what do we say? Kodich v'nyesei v'yecha. Koditzruch yesei v'yifsach. Anyone in need, come celebrate Pesach with us. Have the Korban Pesach with us. The ceremony of the Pesach meal, says Rav Soloveitchik, is centered around the Korban Pesach. It aims at the emergence of a new chesed community. For chesed is the characteristic mark of a free man. The bondsman, the slave man, is not spiritually capable of joining the chesed community. He is too concerned with himself. He is too insecure. He is too fearful regarding the morrow. He's too humiliated to think of someone else. He's too frightened and he's too meek. The birth of the chesed community, a nation in which people listen to Rav Soloveitchik's words, the birth of a chesed community is a nation in which people unite. Achdus. When people give things away, when they care for each other, when they share their possessions. This is all symbolized, says Rav Soloveitchik, in the Korban Pesach. God did not need the Korban Pesach, says the Rav. He had no interest in the sacrifice. He simply wanted the people, slaves, who had just come out of the house of bondage, to emerge from their isolation into the chesed community. When man realizes what I have is too much for myself, can I please share with you? Says Rav Soloveitchik, the birth of the chesed community is a nation within which people unite. V'lakachu ushchenu hakarav albeso. That's one of the first things we're told about the Korban Pesach. You know what symbolizes Yetzias Mitzrayim? That Paschal Lamb. You know, it's the whole essence of Pesach, and we don't have it anymore today, that bringing of the Korban Pesach. But Hashem wants you to realize, it's a good chance. You're too few people to eat it by yourself. So what should you do? Go to your neighbor. And maybe he davens on a different kind of shul that I daven in. And maybe his head covering is different. And maybe his wife looks different than my wife. In terms of dress, in terms of hashkafa, they wear sandalim and I wear closed black shoes. They wear tzitzis out, I wear tzitzis in. They wear a colorful knitted kippah that's very small. I wear a big black kippah that's very big. I wear a Nachman kippah with curly payas. They have store payas behind the ears with an upturned black hat. I should knock on his door. V'lakachu, Rushchenu hakarov el beso. You don't have to ask questions. It's not a religious interview. You know, do you fit all the criteria? Let's have the Korban Pesach together. That's not what the Torah says. V'lakachu, Rushchenu hakarov el beso. You go to your neighbor. Make sure you feel close to that neighbor because he's a Jew like you're a Jew. Let us reenact. B'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam liros etz atzmo ki hulu hu yatzom mitzrayim. Let us reenact the redemption. And you know what symbolizes the redemption from Egypt? The Korban Pesach. And you know what this Korban Pesach symbolizes, says Rav Soloveitchik? The Chesed community. And you know what is the essence of the Chesed community, says Rav? Unity between Am Yisrael. Shavuos. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har ki ish echad b'leiv echad. See the chain. Because if you see the chain, says the Varka Rebbe, of course we'll be like one man with one heart. And then God says, I want to pardon those people. I'm going to give them my matana, matan Torah, my present of Torah. Sukkos. Your sukkah could be the most beautiful. And you hired an interior decorator. And it's stunning. And the decorations are gorgeous. But you have to have all four of the Arba Minim. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. And there's only simcha before Hashem, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky. Like the second half of the pasuk, usmachlim ufnei Hashem elkechem shivas yamim. If you take all four types of Jews in one bundle together. And finally, Pesach, the first thing we did as we prepared to leave Egypt was to take the Korban Pesach. It's not enough for me, says the slaves, to eat. I'm going to my friend, my neighbor. Let's unite together and celebrate. What then is the uniting theme of the Shalosh Regalim? Achdus, Echad. There's one theme, one foundation of all of the Amim Tovim. When one Jew can connect with, appreciate, gather in a bundle with, eat a meal with, and see the chain. And then Hashem says, V'yisem li sugula mikol ha'amim. Atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. We'll be holy in a kingdom of priests. You'll be my treasured, precious people. When you see each other as treasured. When you see each other as precious. I end with one very small story brought down in the Maran HaRav Ovadia Yosef biography. Kol Yaakov is a unique yeshiva, yeshivat Kol Yaakov, because it is non-denominational, with Sfardim and Ashkenazim learning alongside one another. It is said that when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal visited Eretz Yisrael in his old age, he turned down many invitations from many yeshivos to deliver shiurim, but he accepted the invitation from Rav Yehuda Adas, Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Yaakov, to speak in that yeshiva. And when someone asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal why he agreed to speak at that particular yeshiva, Yeshiva Kol Yaakov, headed by Rav Yehuda Adas, and he turned down all the other invitations. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained he wants to see a yeshiva that does not differentiate between sectors of the Jewish community. He wants to speak in a yeshiva that will accept any student who wants to learn Torah, irrespective of his background and his denomination. He added that Yeshiva Kol Yaakov would probably merit the first visit from Mashiach, because of its achdus. Ayichan sham Yisrael keneged ha'har, neged ha'har, ki ish echad, b'leiv echad. It's the unifying theme of each of the Shalosh Regalim. It's the unifying theme and the uniting theme of one nation under God. Perhaps when we can find true achdus, we will be zocha, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, to bring Mashiach in the merit of that achdus. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy this amazing learning program, and thank you for joining with me and joining this shir. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har kish echad b'leiv echad. A chodesh tov and a wonderful yom tov.